We're in Simen Kuf Samaches, and we're about to start Siv Vav. Siv Vav needs something of an introduction. Up until now, in this Simen, the Mechaber was dealing with when you have several different breads in front of you, which is the one you should be making the bracha on, which is the one that you start the meal with. From here on till the end of the Simen, he's dealing with the question of what defines bread. To begin with, the term pas refers to a loaf that is made of grain. Any loaf, as opposed to a dish, a loaf means something that is baked and it's solid, it's not very moist. A loaf that is made of one of the chameshes minei dagon, of one of the five species of grain, that is called a pas. Now he's about to tell us, that Chazal were not metakin the bracha of hamotzi on all pas. They differentiated between two kinds of pas. There is pas and pas haba bekisne. In our language, pas is bread, or pas gomer would be bread, and pas haba bekisnin is what we call cake. We're going to see just what the particulars are in halacha of what qualifies as pas haba bekisnin. Chazal said that pas gomer, what we call bread, since it's made for kviya suda, that deserves a motzi, and that you have to bench on. Not only that, but midoraisa, the Torah says, v'chalta v'savata overachta, that you only have to bench if you ate kedei svia. Chazal went ahead and said that if you're eating pas gomer, the kind of bread that is made to be eaten with a meal, the kind of bread that people eat with svia, there the halacha will be that if you just ate a kazayas of it, you're going to have to bench afterwards. So once again, anything that is a pas and is also made for real kviya suda, in other words, bread, the halacha is we make a motzi on it, and you have to bench on it midrabanon even after a kazayas. Pas kisnin, that which is not really made as bread, that which is made more for something that people eat for taste, pas kisnin, or what we call cake. There, Chazal said, you make a borei min mezonos over it, and you say mein sholosh, you say ala michya afterwards. However, in a case where pas kisnin was used for svia, for something that satisfies, there the halacha is that it becomes like pas gomer, and one makes a motzi and birkas hamazon and al netilas yadayim. So now let's go and read the mechaber, because there are some added halachas as well. Sivvav pas haba bekisne. What that is, he's going to define in Siv Zayin. So for the time being, let's call it cake, and in Siv Zayin we're going to get the particulars. Mavarach alav borei minei mezonis. The bracha you make on it is a mezonis. Ula'achrav bracha achas mein sholosh. The after bracha is a mein sholosh ala michya. Vim ochal mimenu shir sha'achirim regilim likvoa alav. If you eat enough of it, that other people, that the norm would be, that people would call that a meal, afal pi shulosa ve'a mimenu. Even though he is not satisfied, you're not full after having eaten it, but you ate the amount that other people would call a meal already. Mavarach alav hamotzi u'birkas hamazon. So the bracha you make on this is hamotzi and birkas hamazon. The mechaber, in telling us the halacha that if you eat kedei sviya of pas kisnin, you have to bench, is presenting it in a way whereby you are not the one who decides. The one who decides is the norm, society. If the normal, if the amount of cake that you've eaten is an amount that people would normally see as enough to fill you, that would then become a meal. You'd have to say hamotzi and birkas hamazon, regardless of whether or not you're full. The yisod here is what we call batla datu etzal kol adam. We're going to see it at the end of the sif, and that is that where your tastes, your ideas, the way you fill up, is drastically different from that of the norms in society, we discount it. But the daito is a kaladam, we say that that's not normal. Now, what exactly is the shear of sviya? How much do you have to eat in order for someone to really be saveya? So there are several stages to the Mishnah Brura here, and it's important to speak it out. To begin with, how do we define sviya? In Hilchis Eruvei Tchumin, it says there that three, or according to some, four, the volume of four eggs or three eggs, that is the amount that we call kedei svir or kedei suda. There are some achronim who learn that it's the same thing here, which means six or eight kezesim. However, the Mishnah Brura favors the opinion of the Gra, The Gra's Deya is that it is not a matter of three or four eggs, but it's got to be a Suda Gedola, a large meal. Suda's Boka Ve'erev. The amount of food that would keep someone going for an entire day, like in the olden days when people ate once in the morning and then again once at night. It's got to be a full-fledged meal. So how much do you have to fill yourself like after a full-course dinner? Says the Mishnah Berurah now. First of all, what's halacha l'maisa? The Mishnah Berurah says the Ikar Adin is that the amount that we would call kedei sviya has to be the amount that would fill you like after a big meal. However, since there are these opinions that Gimel or Dalet Beitzim is also enough to say to bench on and to wash and say Hamotzi, a person shouldn't do it. He's only machber for four eggs worth. The Mishnah Berurah says that you do not eat between the volume of four eggs of cake and the amount that would fill you like after a big meal, because that's a twilight. Don't bench after it, and don't even eat it in the first place, because it's a suffic benching. So that if you want to eat cake, you have to make a decision. You are either eating less than four eggs worth of cake. If you're going to eat cake, you either eat less than four eggs worth of cake, or, and then in which case you say borei min hamazonos and alamichya, or eat so much that it fills you like a whole meal would fill you, and then you can bench. But somewhere in between the volume of four eggs and a total sviya, you shouldn't eat, because that's going to end up being a suffix of birkas hamazon. Now the Mishnah Berurah goes and adds something to it. This is all if you ate it alone. You're eating just cake. What if you're eating cake with a meal? Cake with other foods. Say you're having a light lunch, or not necessarily a light lunch, you're having a lunch, but instead of eating bread, you want to have crackers with it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if together the volume of cake, together with the volume of the other foods, putting them all together, is the amount that people would normally fill up on, then that too would be considered a meal. There's one catch there, and that is that the ratio of cake to other food has to be within the range of what the normal ratio would be of bread to a meal or cake to a whole meal that would fill other people. Meaning, if someone takes a bite out of a cracker and then has himself a lot of food, he eats three steaks and a few other things, lots of side dishes, and all he did was took a bite or two out of a cracker, we would not say that we call that a meal. It's got to be that you ate the amount of grain that people normally eat grain together with other things when they want to fill up, which would more or less be the volume of bread that people eat in a normal meal. Then the Mishnah Berurah takes it further. And he says, what happens if you only ate cake, but you're full? So we'll see Beferish in the Mechaber. We say, if you didn't eat the amount of cake that another person would have to eat in order to be full, you ate a little bit of cake, but you're already full, we'd say, says the Mishnah Berurah, but if the amount of cake you ate is the amount of cake that other people would have eaten with other foods, and together, collectively, it would fill them, then even though you only ate cake, but you're full, we don't say, meaning, it's got to be, to say batla da'ato etzel kol adam, you've got to be totally off. It's got to be that the way you're viewing things is drastically different than the norm. In this particular case, you're not so far off. True, you only ate cake and you're full. But other people would have eaten this amount of grain together with the normal amount of food that goes along with this amount of grain, and they would have been full. So even though you had the cake alone, we would say that you're not totally off. There's no batla daito, it's a kaladam. You're going to have to wash, say hamotzi, and bench. So all in all, in what situations would you have to wash and bench over cake? Situation number one, you ate the amount of cake that a normal person would be as full after as if he had eaten a whole meal. Second situation, you ate cake in the amount that people normally eat together with an entire meal, meaning you ate cake that is the equivalent of the amount of grain, of bread, that people eat with a normal meal, or the amount of cake that together with other foods would fill them up. You ate the cake alone and you're full. You'll still have to bench. So cases number one and two are, case number one, you ate so much cake that it would have made anyone feel full as if he had eaten a whole meal. There you'll have to bench even if you're not full. The second case is you only ate cake. You are full. Other people would not have been full, but together with other foods they'd be full, you still make a motzi on it. And the third situation is you ate cake together with other things in the amount that would fill anybody, the amount that people would generally fill up on. Even if you're not full, you would still have to wash, say, hamotzi and bench. Now we go further. Initially, you wanted to eat a little bit of cake. Uberach bar min hamizonos, and you said a bar min hamizonos. V'achakach ochel shir shacherim koven olav. And then you kept eating, and eventually you ate a shear. So you take out the cookie box, and you make a mazonis, and your plan was to eat a cookie or two, and then you eat a third and a fourth, and before you know it, you're done with the box. So the halacha is, even though you said borei min hamazonis in the beginning, yivarech olav birkas hamazon, now you'll have to bench, afal bish lo berach hamotzi tchila, even though you didn't say a motzi. Meaning, you said a mazonis because you didn't intend on eating a lot of it. But at the end, you did eat a lot of it, so you'd have to bench. The chiddush of the mechaber is that there could be a chi of benching, although the bracha rishon is bari min hamazonos. The Mishnah Berura speaks out that if after eating three cookies, you realize that you're going to eat the whole box, then since in the amount that is left in front of you, the amount that you're still going to eat, is enough to fill you even without what you've already eaten, there you would have to wash, say, hamotzi and bench. So the rule would be, if you made hamazonos, and then in the middle you realize that you're going to eat a lot more. If in the amount that's left in front of you, the amount that you're about to eat, discounting the amount you've already eaten, the amount that you're about to eat, that is enough to fill, then you would have to wash and say hamotzi. If it is only enough to fill together with what you've already eaten, continue eating on the smach of your previous bar min hamazonos, and at the end you're going to bench. Let's say you eat the amount that nobody would be full over. Even though to you it is a kviyas, the batla dato eats a kol adam. If you got full on what doesn't normally fill people, there we say batla daito, and you wouldn't have to bench. The Bir Halacha speaks out that this is really a machlokas rishonim. The Ravid holds that you do have to bench. We don't paskin like the Ravid. We follow the Rush that we say butla daito, but there's an exception. If you are part of a class of people that gets filled on it, for example, older people, younger people, where you don't eat much and you're full already, and this is a norm for someone of your age, we don't say butla daito. Even though you ate less and got filled up, the halacha would be that you would still have to bench, because we'll say that the way you're filling up is normal for a person like yourself.